Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, moving on to more practical, local discussion. When we go into Chag Pesach, we are starting Pesach next week, Friday. Well, it's going to be Saturday night, but really we're kind of starting it a day early with Friday. And we all know that holidays in South Africa specifically, I think we're very, very family orientated. We go around, we walk to our family, we go specifically Seder night, that we end Seder's very late at night. And there's a lot of community connections, and people are going and all over, and specifically this year it's a Sunday, so probably even more so. And we all know that as comfortable and safe as we feel at all times, there are threats out there, and there are things that we need to worry about, and there are things that we need to think of when it comes to safety and how to manage ourselves and how to be alert. And on top of all of that, there is one organization in the community that is the ones who are helping us be safe and, you know, guarding out there, watching, making the community feel that comfortable going around to families, to members. And let's talk to them and see what is happening and what we need to do in order to stay safe and to be, on the one hand, free, going out, enjoying the Yom Tov, but yet at the same time also being cautious and aware of what we need to do. And for that discussion, I have Liron Sanders, who is the COO at the CSO in Gauteng. Good afternoon, Liron. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Liron, firstly, it's the first time you're here on the show as a CSO member. We've had in the past, but this with the management and coming in. So congratulations.
And
COO, describe me, what would that role be within the CSO?
So I actually manage the full operations and the full running of the CSO. So all of the operational teams, everything, I have an office team structure underneath me. I have foresight of everything that they are doing, and I'm giving guidance and direction mainly, making sure everything stays afloat.
Which is amazing. And I have to say, I mean, wherever you go, I walk from shul home, and, you know, it's a nice 20-minute walk, and the endless people from CSO and in every event and any place. What is it like running such an operation?
Very interesting. I've been full-time staff for about 2.5 years, and I don't think I've ever had a day that's been the same as the previous.
Oh, wow.
Which is always great because it keeps you on your toes. But I can speak for myself, and I can speak for the people who work with me. It's really about the passion and the community. That's what keeps us doing what we do, ultimately.
Amazing. We often speak about relationships between organization and communities. And obviously, your organization, the CSO, you're doing your work, and you're working hard to keep the streets safe. You probably have much more knowledge than the average person of what are the risks and what are the challenges that we're facing. And I don't know if we need to know every risk and every challenge, because obviously you're doing a good job in managing it. My question to you is, what is your expectation and needs from the community in order to keep us safe?
Great question. We really don't set an expectation of the community, but
is that bad?
No.
I
think it's a good thing. I think we leave the expectation on our shoulders to perform and do what we need to do ultimately. However, there's a few things that could assist us, and obviously the first and the most important is buying into our mission, and our mission is protecting Jewish life and the Jewish way of life. So the first and the easiest step is for everyone in the community to buy in and support us in doing what we're doing. That's the first and foremost, because if we have the community's buy-in, it makes our job a lot easier when we're out there.
Which I have to say that, you know, CSO is not around, from my knowledge, that long, less than 15 years, if I'm not mistaken.
30 years, actually.
30 years already?
30 years.
Okay, so I take it back. But 30 years as an organization, but regardless of how many years, it's really hard to imagine the community today without CSO. So definitely a very strong presence and, you know, part of the community. So when it comes to buy-in, I think that's it's one of the areas that we're all united on, and the importance of safety and security and need. When it comes to being involved actively within the shuls, I think it's quite obvious. Jewish events, quite obvious. What are the areas that you would want to see us being more engaging on to protect the community?
So I think it's twofold. The first step, and it's really not a step for us, it's a step for everyone else there, is your general awareness. So when you walk in, when you're out there, when you're in public spaces, and I think I say it every single time I sit in an interview or in a meeting or someone asks me a question, that the foremost thing that we can ask is for you guys to be aware of your surroundings and aware what's happening around you. That's the first and foremost, because as soon as you're aware, you are automatically less susceptible. So that's really, really the first step, and automatically you become a notch safer for yourself. The more you guys are aware, the slightly easier it makes our job. And if it doesn't make it easier because you're more aware and you're reporting more stuff to us, well, then fantastic. Then we're actually doing what we're meant to be doing. Really, 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 if there's one bit of advice I'd give, is general awareness is key and crucial. And the second part is, I know it's a grudge at most shuls, especially over the Yom Tov period, but those security rosters come out, and it shouldn't be a grudge. It's maybe an hour on the longer side of things. Step up, do your security duty. You are the person who knows your community and who comes to your shul. And that's really, really, really another crucial part of it.
Right. So let's talk about the first point that you said, being aware. And I want to ask two questions. Number one is being aware. What are we looking for? I mean, we're very used to being aware about crime, but we're talking about something else here. We're talking about awareness to outside dangers that are not particularly the average crime that we're considering. So it's, I'm assuming, a different awareness. And the second question, I'm going to ask two because we're going to have to take an ad break before you answer. The second question is, we often hear from security companies as well as from the CSO, if you have any concern, call it in. And you never bother us too much. And sometimes I think to myself, really? We never bother you too much? Is it really, that's correct to call any suspicion you have? Because sometimes maybe we can put too much pressure on the organization, and like the child who screams wolf, etc. So we'll have to keep these answers because we do have a short ad break. And when we come back, we'll go into this discussion. I'm here with Liron Sanders, who is the COO of CSO. Very important conversation to have before Pesach.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back. And if you're joining now, here in a very important discussion with Liron Sanders, who is a COO at CSO. And I'm not going to present the CSO. It's probably the only organization here that I'm not going to present, because maybe that and Hatzalah. I think everybody knows, everybody's aware, and a few more. The point is that right before the break, I asked Liron a very important question, or at least I think that is. When we talk about awareness, and Liron, you mentioned us, we should be aware, vigilant, know what's happening around us, not so consumed by other things or phones or whatever it is. I asked you, what are we looking for? That was question number one, and afterwards we'll go to question number two. But what are we actually looking for when it comes to terrorism, to hate crimes, etc.?
So I think there's a very fine line between crime and terrorism. Let me just put that out there. And crime can easily become terrorism, and terrorism could easily become crime. The people responsible for this, really, I don't want to say they don't know the difference, but the lines can be very easily blurred. And the general concept we go and we say when it comes to awareness, anything that makes you feel a little ick in your stomach or something that makes you feel uncomfortable is something you need to be aware of. It could be me standing across the road, and if that makes you feel uncomfortable, it should, because you don't know who I am. So anything that really makes you feel uneased or uncomfortable or you're not sure of, that's what you need to be aware of.
But then how do I know if I'm calling CAP or CSO?
So generally, if you call us and it's not an issue for the CSO, we divert straight through to CAP if it's more criminal based and it's something that doesn't form within our realm of responsibilities, then we'll divert it to the right service provider or the right people out there. Our control room, when you call it in, is actually very well trained to understand what is the risk and who should be responsible for that risk. It's something we really pride ourselves in. So sometimes someone will call us for a medical emergency. We'll patch that straight through to Hatsola. Okay. You shouldn't feel uneasy of who to call when or what. If you're unsure, call us and we'll make sure the right people get out there.
Okay. That's a very important point, because if you have a child who's that age that can only memorize one number, it still could be safe.
100%.
So that's actually quite important. You're saying that, you know, it's very similar and there's a very fine line between crime and terrorism. Yet, when it comes to action, and again, I'm not a professional in this field at all or scared to know anything. My assumption would be that if you're facing a hate crime or terror, then you need to fight back to defend yourself. When you're facing crime, you want to defuse the situation, you want to calm things down because they want your money, they don't want you. How do you know to see the difference?
The honest answer is when you're in the situation, you'll know. As we say, your life isn't worth your cell phone, or your life isn't worth your car, and if that's what someone's after, then fantastic. When it comes to potential crime or incidents around our installations, that's kind of where we start to see the lines getting a bit blurred. It could be crime that leads into terror or vice versa. But generally, crime, someone wants something from you, just give it to them. That's my honest opinion.
Yes, but then if it's going to be terrorism, you can't do that because they're not there for the cell phone.
100%, and then you'll know.
You won't know ahead of time, though.
You won't know ahead of time, but you'll know in the situation.
So there's not much to do before the guy approaches you that will tell you this is a situation that de-escalating is not going to help.
Yeah, nothing before. Okay. In my personal and professional opinion, okay, once you're in the situation, you'll be able to understand it. You're not going to be able to see it from 10, 15, 20 meters away. So really, and that's what comes back to my previous point of awareness. When you see that person who's 20 meters away and you're uncomfortable, you've got a 20 meter gap to get yourself somewhere safe or call it in or start planning what your outcome should be in relation to that.
And you can get there. So one of the blessings of our community is that we've been relatively safe. Now, I don't know what's happening on the other end of what you're blocking, right? People could say that in Israel, you know, it's been amazing. There's been no casualties from Iran, but we do know that there were hundreds and hundreds of missiles that were blocked. So I'm sure that there's a lot of work done behind the scenes by you, yet we still have that feeling of safety. How do you keep on doing a good job and at the same time expect the community to be aware and safe and vigilant, keeping that fine line?
It's very hard. It's very challenging. I can't say it's easy, but at the end of the day, everyone who works or volunteers for us understands the mission, and we understand that our success is nothing. If nothing happens, we are succeeding, and the work in the background was achieved and well put out onto the ground. And it's something we remind ourselves of constantly, and we remind our volunteers of constantly, that we don't want to have to react. That's really the last resort for us. We want to stop something before it happens, and that really comes into the background work. So we know that doing that background work that no one sees is the true work that allows us to be safe and secure and have that feeling.
Okay, so the majority of the work is preventing situations, not managing situations.
100%. We never want to manage a situation. That's a terrible place to be in. We always want to prevent it.
Okay. And when we are, you know, visiting friends, family, are there specific concerns that people need to be aware of just out of the normal areas of concern? Yes, be vigilant when you're walking in the street. To go into shul, you're going to be checked, you're going to be asked. That's great. etc. But then sometimes we'll have a family Pesach Seder with 50 people. Does that need some kind of different organization? Does that mean we need to be more worried, less worried, worried about drawing attention? Does that come into play?
Look, I think naturally it draws attention because you've got 10 times more people on the street and larger gatherings at more frequent houses than you would normally. But at the end of the day, you need to understand your personal security and your personal safety. If you're hosting a Pesach Seder and normally when you come home, you'd lock the gate, you'd lock the door, make sure the electric fence is on, and have your normal security procedures in place. The exact same should apply when you're hosting people or you out at friends or family. You need to make sure that your safe zone is actually safe. So don't leave the gate unlocked. As a I don't want to say it's a silly example, but it's a realistic example. That locked gate can either buy you 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or your complete safety. So right. So these small little steps is really what helps in
and
the prevention.
It's true. Yeah, and it's true that we do feel sometimes, you know, if there's 50 people coming, I'm not going to get up and unlock every 2 minutes. And you know, it's just that. But you're saying that that definitely is a factor that we need to be aware of. Are there any worries about after the Seder? Some people finish at 11, 12, 1, 2, who knows when, 3. Is there a time that you'd say, no, if you're going to finish at 2 a.m., just stay there and sleep, don't walk home, or any concern, or generally,
look,
streets are secured?
I would never say the streets are secured because they can never be fully secured, unfortunately. That's
okay, but on the same level that it would be at, like there wouldn't be a big difference between 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. The risk is pretty much the same. We don't work in a silo by ourselves. We work with a lot of other security companies, and we rely on other resources for those later hours. So there should be an increased vigilance and there should be increased presence of other security companies alongside the CSO during those later hours. But it's your awareness level, if you're at a level 3 out of 5, should go to a 4 out of 5 when you're walking home at those later hours. But we rely heavily on other security companies to assist us in providing extra security support during those later hours.
Okay, we'll touch on that in a moment. We do need to take another ad break, and then we will continue this discussion and start actually heading towards the end of the hour.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chafam Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, and we are towards the end of the hour, but I'm here in a very important conversation with Liron Sanders, who is the COO at CSO, and need to practice that a bit more. And then, you know, we've been speaking about safety, security, Pesach, etc. And there's a lot of, you know, questions of people. How do we stay aware consistently? How do we remind ourselves? How do we stay up to date? And I know that you do have trainings and things, but if somebody just wants to, you know, get a refresh, get what's happening now in security, like what do we need to be aware of, certain tips, etc. Is there a way to get that access easily without drowning with too much information?
Yeah, 100%. So what we do before all the holiday periods is we post safety tips out to the community. We share it on our various social media platforms. We've got a WhatsApp group that we like to post some information on. And then more importantly, if you're not all about social media, we've got a very good website, and we post general Yom Tov safety tips for the community, and I encourage everyone to go have a read of those on our website. They'll probably be up and ready before Shabbat. But keep your eyes open, and it really breaks it down into like 8 to 10 points on some general security tips that you can implement to make sure that you are feeling safe and aware and alert.
And that would be on just Google CSO?
Yeah, cso.org.za.
If God forbid something does happen, does CSO have a way to reach out to the community that are not aware and keep them alert and tell them what to do to stay safe?
Yeah, of course. So the biggest success in our community is word of mouth, surprisingly.
If you have to do it in 3 minutes.
Not if you have to do it in 3 minutes. So we've got various platforms that we use, and any community alerts that need to go out will go through those various platforms.
Okay, so that is sorted. Okay, so we need to end the show. I want to ask you, from on a personal level, as someone who is involved and invested in the community, what is your hope and vision that we know and do for a better future for our community?
Look, I'm a sucker for volunteerism, as you can probably tell. But my goal and vision is for the community to continue its growth within this country. I think it's a fantastic place for the community, and I think we've got so many amazing communal organizations out there that do so much. So get involved, reach out, join an organization, volunteer some time, and if that's not your cup of tea, then get on board, support and back them, or donate to all of these various volunteer organizations that are out there supporting the community. Ultimately, we can only grow with each other. So the more we invest in ourselves, the more naturally I can see the growth in this country.
I definitely agree. And I think that the better future would, when we are able to say, okay, what is the responsibility I take, and not just rely on the CSO, but see, okay, what can I help them and what can I be part, and where's my personal responsibility within this space of organizations, definitely will lead us to a better place. Liron, I know you're busy and I know there's a lot in this holiday, so thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And really appreciate it, and thank you for all the amazing work you're doing.
I appreciate it.
Really, it's can't imagine us without that support and organization. So really well done for the work. So thank you, Lirod Sanders, for being with us today. Thank you to Rabbi Avidan Friedman for being with us today. Thank you to Craig for managing the show perfectly. Thank you, Sana, for putting the interviews in place. And thank you to our listeners that you're here week after week. Next week, we will not be here. We will be all celebrating Yom Tov and enjoying our life. But the week after, we will be back with a new topic, new discussion. In the meantime, feel free, feel safe, connect to Hashem, and use these days properly to bond and form a new relationship in our nation with Hashem.